Welcome to the Turning Pain into Power podcast. My name is Davina Faust, and I am a life transformation expert. My goal for this podcast is to bring you some positivity every single week and to inspire you to recognize that your struggles are just part of your story. I have completely changed my life, and I just want you to know that you can do the same thing. I'll also be bringing on some really incredible people who are just like you, who have learned to turn their own pain into power. This episode was brought to you by Just Strong Clothing. Just Strong Clothing is a lifestyle brand for strong women. Whether you are an experienced lifter, a new starter, or have simply overcome great adversaries in your life, the Just Strong community is here to make sure you never give up. With t-shirts and crop tops, hoodies, vests, leggings, shorts, and bottoms, just like the squat, the clothing is a symbol of standing back up, fighting against any resistance life throws at you, and becoming stronger. And if you'd like a 10% off discount, head on over to the checkout and use the code DAVFAUST10. For 10% off your purchase. Be strong, and let's get into the show. Hello, hello. Today's episode is just going to be a brief check-in, and the purpose is to support anyone who may need to hear this right now. Let's talk about holiday mental health. Now, the holidays have been a sensitive time for me for several years now. First of all, I lost my grandmother almost 10 years ago. I can't even believe it's almost been 10 years, but her absolute favorite holiday was Christmas. She poured her soul into Christmas. Her Christmas tree was the most magical. It honestly looked like it was out of a Hallmark card. It was always just so perfectly and ornately decorated with maroons and golds, and there would be a train at the bottom and nativity scenes, and she would make her special fudge recipe and her special punch recipe, and we would all gather at her house and she would all bring us together no matter who was fighting with who. We all got along when we were under Nana's roof. I don't want to say that the magic of Christmas has been lost forever, but having lost her has definitely left a mark and has made an impact on our Christmases. Every single year, it just seems like something is missing. Aside from that, I think it's important for me to be brave enough to admit that I am almost 30 years old, and I am the only person on either sides of my family who does not have a significant other and who has never brought a significant other to the holiday season. And for a long time, it would be depressing. For a long time, I would just try to make the joke first. For a long time, I would honestly feel insecure about whether or not someone was going to ask me about it or whether or not someone would bring it up. And I, last year, jokingly posed with a bottle of wine in one of our holiday couple photos. And it's one of those things where I feel exceptionally alone. And I know that nobody is intending that for me. I know nobody is trying to make me feel that way, but it is something that I feel, and I have to acknowledge it. I feel alone during the holidays. And last year in particular was a really tough one for me because I was dating someone. I was very briefly dating someone through the holiday season, and it was in very early stages that I was seeing this man, and honestly, we hadn't even really defined the relationship, but it was on the, it was on track. It was going there until he stood me up on New Year's Eve. And he led me on pretty badly before he stood me up on New Year's Eve. So with total transparency, I tried to drink away the heartbreak on New Year's Eve. I went to an open bar with a couple of my friends, and I just made sure to have whiskey gingers in my hand at every single moment of the night. And I just drank more irresponsibly than I have in probably years, because I knew that I didn't want to think about him. I wanted to try to, you know, let loose and have fun and flirt with other guys that were there. And I wanted to look as good as I could so I could, you know, just feel really, really good about myself and screw him. I'm just going to drink and party. And what happened was, at the stroke of midnight, I found myself surrounded by couples who were making out, and I almost burst into tears in that moment. I swear my life is a bad romantic comedy. It's just like these moments happen to me and I'm just like, why is nobody filming this right now? Like, this is, I can't even speak about this with people believing me because it's just too perfect. I ended up getting emotional, crying in the bathroom, throwing up in my car home, laying in bed for 7 hours the next day, hungover, just thinking, I will never drink my feelings again. I will never waste my whiskey on a broken heart. I just wanted to share this because it always seems that we need significant or heartbreaking reminders to check your strong friend, you know, like anytime it's Mental Health Awareness Month, or anytime a celebrity commits suicide or something really impactful happens, we immediately see the copy and paste statuses of check on your strong friend, make sure you check on your strong friend. And while I'm not saying those are not valid, I'm not saying that the support isn't genuine. As someone who has lived in loneliness for a long time, the holidays are exceptionally triggering. Like I said with my grandmother, maybe Christmas is your favorite holiday and you're missing a loved one this year. Or maybe you're going into the new year and you have a soldier overseas, so you won't get that midnight kiss this year. Or maybe you're like me and you're the only single one at every single holiday party, so you have to be cute and clever and snarky and make the joke first. If you are feeling this way this year, please know that I love you. I understand that it's a time to remember the reason for the season and to feel your blessings wholeheartedly and be immensely grateful for the things that you have. And I am, and I will count my blessings as much as possible, and I do express gratitude every single day. But that being said, gratitude on its own does not always mute the feelings of missing someone or something. If you're not looking forward to the holidays this year for one of the reasons I mentioned or another private reason, I'm here for you. This is me speaking from the heart. This is not me sharing a viral meme or leaving a copy and paste response. I want you to send me a message if you are feeling alone or scared or just not looking forward to the holidays this year, because I know how that feels. And I know that you just need someone who understands you sometimes. So if you want, you can send me an email. My email address is Davina, D-A-V-I-N-A, period, Faust, F-A-U-S-T, at gmail.com. Or if you're local to New York or Pennsylvania, where I'm traveling to, just send me a message and maybe we can go out and grab a coffee, or we can just sit in a car and talk or something. You know, I just want you to know that you are going to make it through this, and you have someone that believes in you, and you have somebody that is rooting for you and wants to support you. And that person is me. And I'm not saying that I am a therapist and I can give you the best advice in the world, or that I personally understand everything that you are feeling, but I do know that I'm a damn good listener. And sometimes it's easier to find people to listen, and sometimes it's not so easy to find people to listen. So I just want you to know my heart is open. I'm here. I love you. And I want you to have the absolute happiest holiday possible. Right now, I'm not sure if I'm going to be releasing episodes for Christmas and New Year's. I may take a little holiday hiatus and then come back strong in 2019. But I just want to thank you for listening, and I want to thank you for supporting this podcast. I have had this idea in my brain for probably years, but I just never took action on it. And the minute that I did back in August of 2018 was the minute that I just felt so inspired to just keep growing and to keep sharing stories and to keep reflecting on the good in this world, because Lord knows we need more of it. So I absolutely cannot wait to come back in 2019 with even more incredible journeys and blessings and growth. And I hope that you have an absolutely amazing holiday season, and I wish you the best for this upcoming year. And I'm so grateful that you're listening to this right now and that you'll be listening in the future. And remember, I love you. My goal for this podcast is to always spread some positive vibes. And to keep that good energy flowing, it would mean a lot to me if you could share this episode with your friends or leave a nice review on iTunes. Or you could always find me on Instagram at Davina Faust and take a screenshot of the episode. But remember, no matter what it looks like for you, your happiness is worth fighting for.